China's President Xi Jinping says an annual growth rate of 6.5% over the next 5 years will allow the country to meet its development goals, which includes things like boosting jobs and reducing poverty. Now, the 7% GDP forecast for the current year is itself the lowest in almost three decades. So if this figure is confirmed, it will mark another significant reduction in Chinese growth. In the global context, however, 6.5% is still considered pretty strong. Now, despite the current global emissions scandal entangling Volkswagen, the German carmaker has increased its sales in the US in October. Volkswagen sold 30,387 cars in October. That's a rise of 0.25% compared to the same month last year. However, other US companies reported double-digit gains. And the company behind Candy Crush, the mobile phone game that's hooked millions of users around the world, is being bought for a cool $8 billion. King Digital Entertainment is being acquired by Activision Blizzard, which is behind other popular video games like World of Warcraft and Call of Duty. Activision says the purchase will make it a global leader in interactive entertainment. Let's go to the global markets. And a couple of hours before the close, the Dow is trading about 0.6% higher. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 are both up around 0.5%, while in London, the FTSE closed 0.25% up. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $48 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $50 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,115 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 72 US cents, 66 euro cents, and 47 pence sterling.